Oh, I didn't realize I had
the
to do
Sunday
it.
Woo.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, man.
I think, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this. I think it's our first ever midday show with Andy and Randy on a Sunday.
Yes.
We've done some Saturdays
done
back
Saturday.
In the day, and we did a million Sundays.
We haven't done a Falcon Sunday?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think, you know, I was racking my brain. I was like, normally when we do special coverage,
yeah,
it's when, you know, good stuff's happening. And since you and I have been together, there's been no special Sundays, you know? Like, not trying to throw shade, but, like, there's an all-star game going on, so we're here doing an all-star
yes.
game show
yes.
At Murph's. But for the Falcons, they never made the playoffs the whole time we've been together.
Let's
so.
Stop saying that, okay?
Well,
because
okay.
it makes it seem like we the bad luck.
You're I know, you're right.
You're right. Caller, what are you guys going to do
that's
different?
That we did have a caller suggesting that you and I
what are you
it up.
Guys going to do different?
Yeah, but then you were like, yeah, we'll wear tank tops and headbands.
We're
going to
wear
Fridays.
Tank tops. On, we're going to wear first Friday before the Tampa game.
Gotta
we're
going to
wear. We're going to wear tank tops. All right, you got to wear a headband. We're gonna
I don't mind wearing it. It's the headband I'm not worried about.
It's the tank top.
It's the tank top. It's like there's a lot of fur, man.
Hey, dog. There are hairy people in this world.
I know,
okay?
And
you're
I'm
not the only hairy person
not,
in the world. All
I'm
right?
not, so but stop. I'm the only one you're going to have to look at for 3 hours.
Dude.
On Friday.
I don't – again, you remember before we had the new clock when we had our intro?
Yeah.
It was like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, we're supposed to make eye contact. And that's what we were told in a meeting one day.
That's true. And we like, do. We make eye contact most of the show. Not the whole show.
Not the whole show. But I'm not looking at your body, dog.
Fair
all right?
Enough.
So you're straight. You're straight. All right?
So you wouldn't know what I had on?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I mean, I notice everything. You know, I'm a noticer.
Yeah, you're
I'm a noticer.
Observant.
I'm very observant. About it, especially when it's something new. I'm like the hat you got on.
Yeah.
I love it.
You like
Bring that?
That
hat. Love the hat.
Yeah, my buddy played – there's a Rainier golf course outside of Seattle, and he texted me. He was like, hey,
oh,
I'm
no.
Oh, your fancy glass.
Where's my fancy glass?
Dang
it. I wanted it in my fancy beer glass.
He had a chalice.
I had a
I'll take mine in the regular glass. Thank you very much.
What's it called again?
What's that? I had a
– The chaliced?
Yeah, chalice.
Yeah, I had the fancy cup.
I mean, here's the thing, Randy. You're a knight now.
I was, you know? Bougie.
It was a very Sir Randy McMichael glass that you were that you were drinking out of before. The waters that we're having, obviously, here at Murph's.
Yeah, but
staying hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. It's hot out there. It is hot.
Really hot.
It's hot out there, though, man.
It's really, really hot.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, we were going to do the back page with Josh.
We are going to.
We're still going to do a little something right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we are going to do that. I just
second.
Wanted to say shout out again to Mickey Templeton.
What an awesome interview
for stopping by and saying what's up. I know that's part of the reason why we're down here today at Murph's is because with the fan village going on, a lot of former players are down.
Right.
We didn't know who we were going to talk to. And I'll be honest with you, when Mickey Templeton rolled up, I know the name, but
right.
I didn't recognize him. He hadn't played in a minute. What? And so they told us Mickey Templeton. I was like, hell yeah, I remember that guy from the AL West. He played his whole career in the American League,
right.
Which kind of had to because later in his career he DH'd quite a bit,
uh-huh.
Played catcher early. And I just remember he was a part of those Texas Rangers teams with like – Juan Gonzalez, remember Juan and Pudge Rodriguez.
Yes, that big old Juan, but
and,
that bat.
Yeah. They had a bunch of boppers. I think Canseco might have played for them for 1 year or two. So they were probably teammates a couple times. And Mickey Templeton was a power hitter in his own right for a lot of his career. He had 32 homers a couple times, 24 with the Rangers, 32 with the Rangers. So he hit a lot of homers as well. I just remember his batting stance. It was such a weird batting stance.
Just,
it was like he had it like
– It should just sit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like Chuck Knoblauch where he would – it was almost like parallel to the ground pointing back at the umpire and the catcher. And then like you said, by the time the you know front foot hits the ground, everybody's in the same spot. But it was a – I feel like our childhoods were a golden era for weird batting stances.
Yeah, man.
Nobody has a weird batting stance
I know,
anymore.
But I think this is a different one now because of, you know, they don't copy – necessarily stances anymore. They copy all the swag. When you're 7U and you got these damn oven mitts on your hand and necklaces
God.
And all that other crap.
Because it sounded a little bit like the swag that some of the all-stars have kind of irritates Mickey a little
bit. Oh, yeah. You heard that pimping home run?
You imagine Mickey Templeton going to an East Cobb Little League game?
God, he would lose his freaking mind. He would lose his mind.
Braxton's got like a pink arm sleeve
on.
Have you – I don't know if the algorithm has got you on this one, but there's a – the Clint Eastwood from that movie he was in where he was a grumpy ass old dude.
Yeah, get off my lawn. Not get off my lawn.
You know, Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo.
There's just like a gif of him looking disgusted.
Yes.
And then it's just like quotes about Little League Baseball underneath.
No, I haven't seen it. But I promise you. It's very that's how funny. It is. I promise you. I could only be like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
So the Braves are in a weather delay.
Yes, they are.
They're playing against the Cardinals, looking for the sweep.
Let's go, baby.
Tied 1-1 with a rain delay going on in St. Louis. Yannick Sinner won Wimbledon. He beat Alcaraz.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Alcaraz. I mean,
Sinner winning Sinner, on a Sunday. Sinner's you don't love
player.
That.
He's a good player, man.
At least he's I don't.
A, I mean, he's a, no, who like
church going man is myself.
You don't sin on Sundays?
Sinning right now.
I know. I'm about to say. Yeah, I mean, no, sinning is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true.
All right? You know that, right?
That's true.
You know that, right? We got to always – that's why he up there, Andy. Lord, I know I should have been doing what I did.
We're forgiven.
Yeah, we're forgiven right there, right? But you just can't keep messing up. Again, I know I'm not going to have VIP access to the pearly gates, all right? But I'm going to get in there, all right? I'm going to get in there.
It's going to be a long line.
It's going to be – they're going to let a couple people ride the velvet rope for me before me and everything.
Yeah.
But I get in there.
You're not going to have anything else to do.
Yeah, I get in there. Y'all won't be up in there.
We meant to go this morning, but we didn't have time. Because I had to work, you know?
Yeah.
We were going to
– You're going to go to church?
Yeah.
Well, you should go to church.
Well, we go most Sundays.
Your pastor listens to us.
I know. That's why I'm talking about, like, I'm trying to sound like I'm some sort of,
yeah,
like,
man.
Like church going.
Yeah, man.
Special person. We were supposed to go today. He probably noticed we were.
I love going to church.
I love it.
I'm just glad I'm a grown up so I can make the decision not to go.
Well, I think we're in reverse because I spent my whole life not going.
Yeah.
And now I do.
Dude, so. I was raised, Andy, and it ain't no lie. I mean, I'm country. I was raised in the church.
I don't know how many Sundays in a row I would have to go to catch you in terms of hours spent in the church.
A lot.
The rest of my life.
A lot. Because I'm telling you, if you
have. Because we didn't, literally, I didn't go really until I met my wife.
Why did I have to be at choir rehearsal practice? That's how many times I went.
Were you in the choir?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, it was Bible study on Monday, praise and worship on Tuesday, Bible study on Wednesday, choir rehearsal, and then Friday was off and Saturday was off, and then you got to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, because it was free.
Yes.
It was something free to do.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm like, tell them to me. Yes, I promise you, you can add up all your lifetime as a grown man right now.
I'll never make it.
And you won't make it the amount of hours I was at church from age 2 to 10. I got equity built up.
Yeah, you're good.
I got equity.
You did it all up front. I'm trying to play catch up. All right, so final hour for us here on a Sunday afternoon, the special edition of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on a Sunday. We're back, by the way, regular shows all week, but we're out and about. We'll be back here at Murph's tomorrow from 11 to 2 and on Tuesday from 11 to 2. Wednesday and Thursday, College Football Hall of Fame, SEC Media Days. And then Friday, we'll be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. So if you can't make it to Murph's today, all right, fair enough. We'll be here tomorrow and Tuesday, and we're out and about all week long. So we'd love to see you. All right, so we were going to do the back page with Josh at 2:40. Mickey Tettleton sat down, and we got to having a fun conversation. So let's get to the back page with Josh.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Josh. Now,
normally I have to say brought to you by something, but yeah. I don't think this
was. All right, now, Josh, before you go, tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and all those other things, because this is our first time working with you.
Okay. And I got to tell you, all that, I can't just jump into it. Come on.
Yeah,
bro.
Resume.
Yes.
No,
resume.
Yeah, I got to lay it all out. No.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Joshua Hagedorn here, Big Wolverine, they call me around the streets here down in Atlanta. Originally from Michigan, so okay. A diehard Michigan guy, Wolverines, okay. Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, nice. Of course, all that good stuff.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, first time sitting here with you guys, Andy and Randy, and I am enjoying myself. I really appreciate the time here. But, yeah, just some news and some notes that I have jotted down here throughout the course of the program. And now a shout-out to the Pacific Northwesterner there, Andy. Cal Raleigh, Seattle Mariners catcher, is absolutely ripping the leather off of the baseball this season. 38 home runs here right before the All-Star break. I believe the record is 40. So he's approaching that. The Tigers are playing the Mariners.
Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Big Dumper, yeah. Yeah. Tigers are playing the Mariners today. The Mariners are looking to the sweep. They put up 27 runs over the past two games against the Tigers. Wow. Tigers, arguably one of the best teams in baseball. So yeah. Seattle's really, really coming into themselves. But what do you guys – so 38 home runs – what's the ceiling here? Do we see Cal Raleigh approaching that 70 mark?
I'll tell you this. God,
I hope so.
I hope so. But I'm surprised you said hope so because of how big a Griffey fan you are.
Oh, I'm not – no, I don't – I'm not rooting against the guy.
All right.
I mean, he already broke Griffey's first half records.
But doesn't – I mean, who – I know Griffey – who has a single season?
For the Mariners?
Yes.
Griffey.
Okay.
56.
Okay.
I mean, it almost seems like at this point, like he's for sure going to get there.
Right.
That's 20 more.
That's 20 more.
Right? He's got
right.
to 20 more in the – it's not really the second half, but the post-All-Star break portion of the season. It's crazy what he's doing. Like 38 before the All-Star break. I didn't realize the record was 40. I don't know who – probably Bonds would have been the one that did it back in 01.
Yeah, it was Bonds.
Yeah, it was. So that's nuts because Aaron Judge has done what he's done, but nobody else has come anywhere near this.
Right.
Since they kind of stopped letting guys, you know, do what they were doing.
Right.
Which, whatever, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. The numbers spiked for a reason for a 10-year period of time. It's insane. It's insane to see. It's also not a great ballpark to hit in at Safeco. Like, it's not like a hitter-friendly park. I also have a special affinity for Cal Raleigh because he played Little League with my brother-in-law.
And
He's from Haywood County, North Carolina, which is where my wife's from and where I got married. So they're extra proud of him up there, which is pretty cool. My father-in-law thinks that he thinks that he's friends with them on Facebook.
So he sends a message.
But it's a fan site.
Oh, no.
But he doesn't know. And I don't have the heart to tell him.
So Jim just
Jim's like, he's like, I'm pretty sure it's him because we've got mutual friends. And I'm like, probably. It's probably really him. You should message him and see if you can get tickets to the home run derby. But, yeah, no, so I'm fired up about it. Like, yeah, if we can have a September where he's maybe chasing down – like the all-time record,
right.
That would be crazy. Because remember when Judge did it, we were kind of laughing at it because they were calling it the record. Like, what, the Yankees
record? Oh, yeah.
No offense, but that doesn't mean the same thing.
Yes. No, it wasn't the Yankees. It was
The American League record. Even still, not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, Bonds, Sosa, and McGuire all hit more than that in the National League. So, I'm pulling for him. It'd be awesome.
All right, good deal. Now, let's bounce over to the Falcons here. Now, the season's about to get underway. We see all these lists coming out now. The top 10s, NFL is doing their top 100. We just saw recently the top 10 running backs, I believe, and Bijan was on there at 4. My boy Jahmyr Gibbs is there at 3. Now, they could be interchangeable, but, you know, that's up for debate. The offensive lineman list was just released.
I saw that.
And The Falcons, Jake Matthews, got an honorable mention.
The top 10 lineman?
On the list. At a top 10, yep. He essentially came in at 11th with an honorable mention. NFL coordinator, quote, he has improved in anchoring with power against the better rushers. He has always been good in the run game, but you used to be able to walk him back to the QB. He is much harder to do that against now. So Jake Matthews, almost cracking the top 10 top offensive tackles in the league.
I think Jake is a top 10 tackle. I do. I think there are better tackles than Jake. But, yeah. I mean, Jake is a solid player. And Josh Alucci's talking about, I saw the one they had, the guards. And, like, Lindstrom went from, like, because I remember the list last year. He was, like, number 2, I think. And he's now, like, number 7 in this ranking. But, I think, Jake, you can win with Jake Matthews as your left tackle, man. The dude is a rock. He's a rock. He's a rock right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to – hopefully upset anybody with this, but like I think both of those are right. I think Jake Matthews being right around the top 10 is right around where Jake Matthews has been, which is fine for a guy that plays every single week for a decade.
Yep.
Like, that's great.
This man had a baby. Well, no, he didn't have a baby. His wife had a damn baby, and his ass went and played a football game.
That day. Yeah. Private jet flew him, and he played in the game. He hadn't missed a game since, like, his second year. So the Iron Man nature at the position is great. And then, you know, you and I have always kind of been on the same page with Lindstrom. Like, obviously he's very good. But I do think there was a bit of, like, maybe overstating, you know? He's really good, but he's not, like, you know, he's not Quentin Nelson. He's not like one of the two or three guys at the position. He's very good, but
he's
I don't
paid
know
like
great.
Him.
Oh yeah,
he's
which
paid
is great.
Like
good
him,
for
which
him.
Is great.
Like the hype got him the check, which is wonderful. But I think him being right around seven is probably right, and I think Jake Matthews being an honorable mention outside the top 10 is right. And I think that's all fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. If you have five offensive linemen that are right around 7 to 10,
right.
You got a good offensive line.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Let me squeeze one more in real quick. Everybody's favorite quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Randy, you saw the quarterback special. We all found out he gets his hair cut at Great Clips.
Oh, God.
Now, there's a sponsorship now where Kirk Cousins, he gets free haircuts at Great Clips for life.
Okay.
And anybody who's in a Great Clips that he goes to, they get their haircut for free as well. Now, if you guys had a VIP card where you could get something for free for the rest of your life, and obviously let's keep it reasonable, what would it be?
Reasonable?
Reasonable?
I was going to say flights.
Flights is reasonable.
Oh,
flights
it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Russell Wilson used to have that. Russell Wilson was the Alaska Airlines guy.
I remember when AirTran was giving out them things.
Okay.
AirTran. So we had an AirTran like endorsement. And so, like, dude, when you talk about what's the highest level of airline guy you are, and I ain't bragging.
Diamond.
Like, we were all.
Platinum.
We were damn near over all that. Diamond, platinum, AirTran people, man. All right? And Mike Vick said it in the thing. Well, you show up to the airport, bam, AirTran. Dude, from flight from here to Miami, and then you get to sit in that fake-ass first class.
Could you pass it on, like, if you needed someone else to use it?
Couldn't do that.
Ah,
yeah, couldn't do that, though.
That's
now, Mike might have had all that. I didn't have all that. I had one. I didn't even have a plus one. It was me. I could fly free.
Now, that's very good.
Yeah, that's very good. I could fly free on AirTran.
It's just nice sometimes to have people come visit.
Yeah, but Mama,
you know?
Like, Mama and them, but I just get all the points, because Mama, that's how Mama and them flew down, because the same flight, the 120 on Friday. 120 on Friday from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale. Mama. Every Friday, her and my sister.
Bang, 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 bang.
Every Friday, I put them in that fake ass first class. But the best thing.
Why was it fake? What was wrong with the first class?
It was first class for AirTran.
It's like first class on Frontier.
Oh
basically.
Boy, the best thing in life. Well, the best thing when Angel flew first class from Atlanta to San Diego on Delta, though, you could tell that woman. You know, Mama don't drink.
Man,
Mama don't drink, but Mama was like ordering drinks for people.
I was passing them back.
Yes.
Like, Mama. Hey, man.
I was like, Mama, what?
Angel like, with Michael in first class.
Oh, boy.
Would be the best documentary anyone's boy. Ever shot.
Boy, don't let Huggy fancy.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Hey, great job, Josh.
Great
wonderful.
Job,
thank
wonderful
you.
Stuff.
Hope I
we'll
didn't
come back.
Screw it up, Randy.
No, you didn't screw it up. You didn't screw
Good
it
job,
up at
brother.
All. You didn't screw it up at all. We're going to come back, and I don't know. We're at All-Star Village. Maybe another guest will come by. It's possible. Shout out to Mickey Tettleton for hanging out with us. Or we'll get you updated on what's going on with the Braves. Wimbledon's over. There's a lot happening. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.